بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد On occasion, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu narrates and he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of my hand and he said, O Mu'adh, wallahi inni la uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, by Allah, verily, I love you. One is, we all claim that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is telling Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu that he loves him. So how fortunate is this Sahabi radiallahu anhu, very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding Mu'adh radiallahu anhu that the most knowledgeable with regard to halal and haram is Mu'adh bin Jabal. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, few Sahaba had the honor of giving fatawa, issuing verdicts, whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present, and then amongst them was Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. So very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him on this occasion that, O Mu'adh, by Allah I love you. And then he tells him, O Mu'adh, لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة تقول اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. That I am advising you, O Mu'adh, that don't forget, with great emphasis, don't forget, don't leave out saying after every salat, meaning the fard salah, saying this dua, O Allah, I ask you to assist me in remembering you, in your remembrance, in making your shukr, giving thanks to you, and in making your ibadat in the most excellent manner. So this is amongst the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned before, that one is we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our own words, in our own language, but together with that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. And this is amongst the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. In this dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to ask for three things. The first is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us in making his dhikr. Now, many a time we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we restrict it to our worldly needs. Definitely we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our worldly needs, but we forget to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our needs of akhirah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us in this dua to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us to always remember him, to make his dhikr. The essence of dhikr, ulama explain, is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu muti'in lillah fahuwa dhakir. Every person who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is a dhakir. And this will come when a person is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who is always conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will assist him to obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is in the essence of dhikr. And a stepping stone to this is the verbal dhikr we always make. This should be done on a daily basis. So this is a stepping stone for us, for our hearts, to always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second aspect in this dua is that, O Allah, I ask you for assistance. You help me in making your shukr. Now this second part is also linked to the first part. A person who is unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where is he going to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the second part of this dua is that, O Allah, I ask you to help me to make your shukr. The shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shukr on all its levels. One is a person, he verbally makes shukr. That too is necessary. Many du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to thank Allah, alhamdulillah. Many, many du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally. Together with that, the shukr of the heart, and acknowledging and understanding and realizing that whatever bounty I'm enjoying, it's purely the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not because I deserve it, it is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full power to even snatch it away. So thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the heart that I don't deserve this, it is purely the gift of Allah. Then together with that, the other part of shukr is that we use that particular bounty in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second part of this dua, wa shukrika. And then the last part of this dua, wa husni ibadati, that excellence in ibadat. We all, a person in this dunya, he always wants to upgrade and update. Sometimes, even if maybe a person has a certain phone or a certain vehicle, he's using it very comfortable. So many features he's unaware of, but he still wants to update and upgrade. Like that, more important than that, is a person should update his ibadat, his contact, in his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this dua, very, very comprehensive, very powerful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, for us to learn and for us to bring into our lives. Muhaddith will mention that it is very, this dua is very jami, very comprehensive. Encapsulates all the goodness of this world and akhirat. So inshallah we should try and practice upon this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us.